Recently, I heard a boxer make an astounding statement. He'd just won his boxing match and was being interviewed in the ring by a television announcer. Now, usually, the winner of the match will run around the ring, hands in the air, shouting to one and all that he's the greatest, he's the best in the world, he deserves a shot at the title, and so on. And sure enough, the television commentator asked the boxer if he thought he deserved to fight the champion for the world title. He stood there, sweat rolling off his face, and didn't answer for about a minute. When he did, everybody was stunned. It wasn't the answer they expected, not the answer that most winners give. He said, "This fight has taught me that I still have a lot to learn. There's lots of room for improvement." Now, friend, that's one of the primary reasons a humble spirit is so important. The person who thinks that he or she knows it all sets up a tremendous roadblock to improvement. What's to improve? If the person thinks he or she needs no improvement, there will be none. How different from the attitude of the Apostle Paul when he speaks of his joy in knowing and serving Christ. He concludes, "I don't mean to say I'm perfect. I haven't learned all that I should even yet, but I keep working toward that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and wants me to be." Imagine that. Even the Apostle Paul, the great theologian, the great Bible teacher, the great evangelist, the great church planter, knew he still had a lot to learn and that there was still room for improvement. Christian, that's one of the essential reasons why a humble spirit is prized by the Lord. If we think we're perfect, we will never grow an inch. Tragically, the Bible calls that kind of person a fool. Now, none of us would want to be a fool, but that's what we are if we despise instruction and refuse to learn from someone else. We all know the proverb, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And remember, a haughty, unteachable spirit is the death of wisdom. Thank God, the one who is clothed with humility can continue to grow and develop for a lifetime. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.